On deck, Lopez, Onati to follow. Left-hander Claussen rocks and fires the 1-1. Fouled away again to the netting by McIntosh. He's in the hole here, 1-2. Couple of punch-outs here for the left-hander. Can he strike out the side, having an opportunity to do so on this next delivery, the payoff? Fastball missing well up top. Count evens, 2 balls and 2 strikes. First pitch here tonight, 6:35. We're nearing the 2.5-hour mark. It's the 2-2 with two down and nobody aboard coming here to the 7-hole hitter for your Raptors, Kyler McIntosh. Fastball hit on the ground, left side, Berkland to his backhand. Fields cleanly, the throw to first is in time. It's a 1-2-3 top of the eighth out of the bullpen for Cutter Claussen. 4-3 Wausau to the bottom half. We go for the Woodchucks. Top of the order, due up against this Raptor bullpen. You're listening to Raptor Baseball on your home of the Raptors, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress. Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The national labor union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Let's get back to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Kyle Bender enters the ballgame. It's the bottom of the eighth. Wausau leading your Raptors by a score of 4-3. Andy Ockham, your voice of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors in this 2024 summer back on WFHR. You can catch all 72 games right here on these airwaves, whether it's on your FM AM dials at 97.5. or on your Civic Media apps. Cal Bender threw last night in the 15-11 victory against the Battle Creek Battle Jacks. Bender worked the eighth inning. No hits, no runs, a walk, and 2 punch-outs, facing 1 over the minimum against Battle Creek an evening ago. This is his 7th outing of the season. It'll be a second time working against Wausau through here on June 1st in that 17-10 defeat for the Raptors. He gets the top of the order, 2-up Isaac Webb. The second baseman steps into the right-handed batter's box. First pitch from Bender. Fastball missing for ball one. Bender, an ERA of 6 on the nose entering today. A 1-3-3, 28 batters faced on the season. He's allowed just one hit that came in his first outing at home in the home opener against the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders at Witter Field on Tuesday, May 28th. 1-0. That one misses up and in. Another one of those Raptor pitchers where hit and miss stuff, but the control where things can really creep in. He's walked 7 hitters this season as opposed to striking out 4, allowing 4 earned runs on the aforementioned one hit. He's got a 1-0 record, picking up the win last night. The 2-0 pitch misses inside, having to get out of the way of that one as Wells. It's now 3-0. Wells has reached 3 times tonight. He's got 3 hits. Bunted his way aboard to lead off the 6th. Most recently, singles as well in the 1st and 2nd. He scored in the 1st. The 3-0 from Bender. Fastball missing low and inside for ball 4. Fourth time aboard here tonight for Wells to lead off this eighth inning. Four runs on eight hits and an error for the hosting Woodchucks. Three runs on six hits and two errors for the Rafters. It'll bring up the left-handed hitting third baseman, Jonas St. Antoine. St. Antoine has reached three times tonight, drew a walk in the first, reached on an error in the second, singled in the fourth, most recently grounded out 2-3, a tapper in front of the mound, a swinging bunt. Cashel Duggar pounced out on it to field and throw cleanly to first in time. 1-0 misses outside in the right-handed batter's box for Bender. Five straight balls for the right-hander and former University of Washington Husky. Out of the bullpen here at Athletic Park tonight, that'll bring Cashel Duggar out to the mound. Want to give a special shout-out to our friends once again at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. This summer and year-round, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. The Cobblestone also welcomes four light companions. Bring your cats, dogs, and family pets to the Wisconsin Rapids area this summer. Big city quality, small town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. 1-0, the count leading off first is Isaac Wells being held on by Grayson Schaefer when we get to the ninth. 8-9-1 as the 1-0 pitch misses for ball one. Taking off is Isaac Wells. He'll slide into second, feet first safely. St. Antoine in the driver's seat here, 2-0. Right-hander Bender set, still yet to throw a strike in this outing. Looks back at second, the payoff. Showing bunt, pulling back as this one misses inside to Jonas St. Antoine. Count now 3-0. On deck is Gamble, Solis Jr. to follow. Six on the pitch clock, the 3-0. Pulling back on that bunt attempt, missing outside. Ball four, back-to-back four-pitch walks issued by Bender. St. Antoine will trot down to first. Trey Gamble will definitely not be taking the bat off his shoulder until he gets a strike here from Bender. More action. Body's getting loose down the right field line in the Rafter bullpen. Trey Gamble has reached once tonight, and that's when he took a leisurely jog around the bases. Solo home run to lead off the third inning. His second game as a Woodchuck, his first long ball. Leading off second is Webb, first is St. Antoine. Corners in for the Rafters. First pitch thrown behind Gamble. That'll go back to the backstop. Wild pitch sending Webb to third. St. Antoine to second. They're both in scoring position, a 1-0 count. Nobody down. Here in the eighth. Rafters in some trouble here, trailing by one. Things getting a bit hairy in the home half of the eighth. Solis Jr. getting ready to face Bender in the on-deck circle. Infield in for the Rafters, the 1-0 from Bender. This is outside. Two balls, no strikes. Make it 10 straight balls thrown by Bender in his seventh appearance out of the bullpen this season. Two-oh the count. Getting as well right to the middle of the Wausau order. Next delivery. Fastball missing low. Three balls, no strikes. You feel for Bender. It's always a tough spot to be in as a pitcher. I've been there before when you just simply can't find the zone. It feels like you're on an island all by yourself out there. The 3-0 is sitting outside for ball four. Three straight four-pitch walks issued by Bender. Bases loaded, nobody out at the bottom of the eighth inning. Max Solis Jr., the cleanup hitter, reached three times tonight. He scored after being hit by a pitch in the fifth inning. Most recently, a ground out to the shortstop, Tracer Lopez, to end the sixth inning. For Bender, you know Solis Jr. is not taking that bat off his shoulder until he sees a strike. Right-hander set, hands right near the belt buckle, the first delivery. This is low. Bounced in by Bender, it's 1-0 on Solis. Bryce Hubbard on deck, Daniel Harden to follow. Now Mike Spears will make a jog out to the mound with Cashel Duggar. This is probably just to buy some time for the Rafter bullpen to get hot quickly. You look across the Northwoods League yet again. A lot of doubleheaders concluding here tonight. Minnesota, high-scoring affair, chasing down the Rockers at Capital Credit Union Park. It's 8-7, top 7. Battle Creek, 10 hits to the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders, 8 in the bottom of the 8th inning. It is 3-1, Battle Jacks. Lacrosse leading Rochester 5-0, top 9, Copeland Park. The Loggers 3 outs away from pitching back-to-back shutouts on the same day against Rochester. Mound meeting adjourned, 1-0 the count here on Solis. Bender rocks and fires. So misses low and inside. Two balls, no strikes. Top 8 in Bismarck. 10 runs on 10 hits, no errors for St. Cloud. 2 runs on 7 hits, 3 errors for Bismarck. The Larks trail it by 8 in their home yard. The 2-0 misses low and inside. Ball 3. Bender in danger of walking in a run without even throwing a strike. 15 straight balls from Bender. The 3-0 coming from the Rafter right-hander. That one misses low and inside for ball 4. 4 straight walks on 4 pitches. Run comes in to score. It is 5-3 Wausau. It'll bring up Bryce Hubbard.
Now watching for the Woodchucks first baseman, Bryce Hubbard.
Hubbard has reached 3 different times tonight, drawing 2 walks. The first pitch from Bender is called a strike. Hubbard, 5 pitches in the first. Most recently, a 7-pitch walk drawn to lead off the 7th. He came in to score the go-ahead run in this ballgame. The 0-1 misses out in the right-handed batter's box. Count evens a ball and a strike. Hubbard went down swinging in the 3rd. He singled with his lone hit of the night coming in the 5th inning. The 1-1 coming here from the right-hander out of Folsom Lake College. This one missing just outside on a fastball, now 2-1. 3 runs on 6 hits, 2 errors for Wisconsin Rapids. 5 runs, 8 hits, and an error for the Wausau Woodchucks. Cashel Duggar yet again jogging out to the mound to talk it up with Bender. It's the all-time tough situation for Kyle Bender. Now Mike Spears making his way out to the mound as well, and he'll get the hook. Mid-plate appearance with Bryce Hubbard. 2-1 the count, 5-3 the score. Bases loaded for Wausau on the bottom of the 8th. With a 5-3 lead, we'll be back in a couple minutes for this pitching change. You're listening to Rafter Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future, in a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
Matt Hurd, the right-hander from the University of North Georgia, subbing into the ballgame. 5-3, the score. Bases loaded. 2-1 count. Mid-plate appearance in relief of Kyle Bender. First pitch from Hurd on the outside corner to the left-handed hitting. Bryce Hubbard is called a strike. Kyle Bender issuing 4 walks and getting the boot mid-plate appearance. 4 straight 4-pitch walks dealt out by the right-hander from Vacaville, California, bringing the 5th run. Some insurance for the Woodchucks. They didn't have to take the bat off their shoulders. 2-2 pitch, missing low and away, now 3-2. Nowhere to put him here with Harden in the on-deck circle. Hurd last works, and that 15-8 win was fantastic against Lakeshore on Sunday. The 3-2 from the right-hander coming here, the sophomore fires. This one hit in the air, foul, that'll find the seats down the third baseline. 2 2/3 against the Chinooks. No hits, no runs allowed, a walk and a punch out. The State hitters hasn't allowed a run since his first outing of the season against Fond du Lac, the home opener on Tuesday, May 28th. An inning and 2/3 he threw then. Allowed 5 hits and 2 runs since then. 3 scoreless outings, accumulating to 7 frames of shutout ball. The 3-2, missing high, ball 4. Solis to second, Gamble to third, Antoine in to score. It is 6-3, Wausau. Walk issued to Kyle Bender. 5 walks for Kyle. The bases remain loaded for Daniel Harden. Still nobody out. Left-handed hitting Harden. Swinging away at the first pitch. Hit on the ground to first. Schaefer gloves. Bobbles. The throw to the plate is in time. Duggar will not look back to first. It is a 3-2 fielder's choice. Bases remain loaded. One out here in the 8th. So Gamble out at the plate, Solis to third, Hubbard to second, Harden on first. That's a huge ground out. The fielder's choice gathered there by Matt Hurd. Logan Kresge has reached twice tonight, bunted his way aboard for a base knock in the 7th. His lone hit of the evening also was hit by a pitch back in the 3rd as a sacrifice fly that tied the game at 3 in the 5th. The first pitch from Hurd. Breaking ball in there for a called strike. If Hurd can get another ground ball here off the bat of Kresge, could get the Raptors out of this inning. They'd still trail by 3 entering the top of the 9th with the 8-9-1 spots awaiting. Hurd looks in. Duggar throwing down the signals. The 0-1 from the University of North Georgia right-hander. This one hit on the ground over to first. Schaefer gloves again. He will go to home again. In time, the throw to first. In time. It's an inning ending. 3-2-3 double play. And that'll get out of it. Matt Hurd limiting the damage. It is 6-3 as we head to the 9th here at Athletic Park. You were listening to Raptor Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that
built
a foundation.
You've been listening to Rafter Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR all summer long, or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Go yard this summer with special rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,650 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry! This offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Pinch hitter for the Rafters. We enter the top of the ninth. They trail it 6-3 here at Athletic Park with the Wausau Woodchucks. Andy Yockum, your voice of Rafters, back here with you on WFHR. Jack Matthey to pinch hit in the spot of Tracer Lopez. Matthew was the catcher in the opener of this doubleheader. Was hit by a pitch twice, scored three times, also singled twice and scored. It's the first pitch to Matthey. Swung on and missed for strike one. Matthey, recently a Kent State commit out of the Ohio Dominican, switching from the Panthers to the Golden Flashes, just about 40 minutes from his hometown in Copley, Ohio. The 0-1 pitch missing away from the left-hander Cutter Clausen, who's back on the mound. He threw 13 pitches in a 1-2-3 top of the eighth against Wisconsin Rapids. Three runs, six hits, two errors for the Rafters. Six runs, eight hits, and an error for the Woodchucks as the 1-1 pitch bounced in. 2-1 now on Matthey. You look at the Rafters, three in the first. They've been held off the board since. One in the first, one in the third, one in the fifth, one in the seventh, and two in the eighth for Wausau. 2-1. Sing high, three balls and a strike on the right-handed hitting Matthey. Mason Onati's spot in the on-deck circle, but that's Max McGuire, who will be taking that plate appearance. Kirk Schreider going with his heavy hitters on the bench, down three in the ninth inning. The 3-1 to Matthey. Missing high, ball four. Jack draws a five-pitch walk off the bench and is aboard to lead off this ninth inning. For Max McGuire, hit in the cleanup spot and played first base in the opener. Was taken out at the top of the seventh for Landon Gaz. So Max didn't play the full game in the first, getting the second one off. Kirk Schreider noticing, hey, the regulars need some rest too. This is a long season, a long summer. Rafters aren't off again until Monday, July 1st. The upcoming road trip following the two home games with Madison is going to be very taxing on the players. A lot of time on the bus. You want to take advantage of it while you can. When they were up big in game one, and it made sense. Lefty on righty battle here. Clausen, first pitch to McGuire, missing up and away. See if Max takes till he gets a strike. Top of the order on McElfatrick awaiting on deck. The 1-0 coming here from Clausen. Swing and a miss. McGuire tardy on that fastball count. Evens 1-1. McGuire, two home runs this season, both at Winterfield, both grand slams. One coming in his first game of the Rafters on the Wednesday to begin the season, opening week against Waterloo in that 7-6 win. Also a grand slam last night. That big inning, nine runs in the eighth, the 1-1. This one shot in the air, foul down the right field line. Now a ball and two strikes. McGuire, breaking his bat in the process, needs to go back to the Rafter dugout down the first base line to get some new lumber. Matt Hurd, a scoreless, three outs. Coming in with the bases loaded mid at bat. Only throwing seven pitches to get those three outs. An inning ending 3-2-3 double play. Schaefer, Duggar, back to Schaefer to retire the side. Seven sent to the plate by Wausau in that home half of the eighth inning. Taking four straight walks on four pitches from Rafter right-handed reliever Kyle Bender. Another run brought in on a 3-2 fielder's choice. McGuire back in. He'll go to work here down 1-2. Left-hander Claussen comes set, hands at the belt buckle, looks over at first, fires. Missing up and away, Max has worked the even count here at 2-2. McElpatrick, then Boston awaiting in the wings. The Raptors have used five pitchers tonight. Burns to start, then Krusenberry, Perello, Bender, and Hurd out of the bullpen. 2-2. McGuire fouls this one straight back. Caleb White got the start for Wausau this evening. Three innings pitched, four hits allowed, three runs. Two of them earned. Walked one and struck out four, throwing 71 pitches. Carson Plumador, four innings of shutout ball. Two hits allowed, no walks, and a punch out. 49 pitches thrown. He was the anchor that this pitching staff needed here in game two of the doubleheader. Another 2-2 coming here from Claussen to McGuire. Missing upstairs, full count now. Base hit ball for McGuire's mindset here. Going to be patient, but expanding his zone ever so slightly. Down 6-3 in the top of the ninth. The 3-2. This one fouled back. McGuire all over. Claussen right now fouling everything back. Just looking to put one into play here. Leading off first, Matthew. A 3-2. That one in there for a call. Third strike. Fastball up in the zone. McGuire down for the first out of this ninth inning. Owen McElpatrick has one for four. Singled back in the first and scored the game's first run, has since been held hitless, 0 for 3 in his last three at-bats. The right-hander awaits the flame-throwing cutter. Claussen delivering a first-pitch fastball for strike one. Pure gas from Claussen here. He's a ground ball away from potentially ending this ball game altogether and splitting the doubleheader on this Thursday night in Wausau. The 0-1. This one slapped foul by McElpatrick down the first base. Baseline. It's now 0-2 on the Raptors center fielder. Matthew remains leading off first after drawing a five-pitch walk to begin this inning. Lawson set the 0-2. Missing high, a ball and two strikes now on McElpatrick. Boston in the on-deck circle. McElpatrick. Back-to-back games with a home run. Hitting one last night against Battle Creek, and in the first of the doubleheader, a grand slam in the seventh inning of game one. The 1-2 missing outside. He's drawn an even count here at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Not only back-to-back games with a home run for McElpatrick, back-to-back games for the Raptors with a grand slam. They got three on the season. One home run as a team prior to today here at Wausau. That was a two-run blast from Alex Brody in the ninth inning of that 17-10 loss on June 1st, the 2-2 misses high. From 0-2 to full, here for McElpatrick with a runner on first, one out, top nine, 6-3 Wausau. Going to be patient here, similar to McGuire opening up his zone, but knowing his discipline here too. Getting used to the zone from the home plate umpire, Tyler Mellop. Prior to the 3-2, a pickoff move, checking in on Matthew at first base. Another 3-2 in this inning from Claussen. He's got three punch-outs. Looking to make McElpatrick strikeout victim number four, the 3-2. This one hit in the air down the right field line, crushing it as McElpatrick, but a 12 foul. Another 3-2 coming here to the Northwestern Wildcat. Him and fellow Rafter Trent Lyolis getting plenty of time in their second seasons in Evanston, Illinois, this past spring. They're here with the Raptors now, and McElpatrick looking to make an even bigger impact in the top of the ninth inning. A 3-2. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase down low. Drop third. Matthew advancing to second. Two down in the frame. First base occupied, so McElpatrick could not make the breakdown at first, but Matthew can still advance. He's in scoring position. Back-to-back punch-outs for Claussen. Four now, an inning and two-thirds. for Trotter Boston. Lefty on lefty battle coming here for the Raptor third baseman. Boston tonight, 1-for-4. Seventh double of the season, came back in the top of inning number 7. Was left out on the bases, though. Boston set the first pitch to Boston. That one missing high. Other than his double, a strikeout in the first for Trotter. Flew out to left field in the second, popped out to third to retire the side in the fourth. 1-0 coming here, Boston. And we sit on one pitch and one pitch only. There's the fastball, and it's delivered on the outer third for a called strike. Saw McGuire and McElfatrick draw full counts. Both went down by way of the K against the left-hander. Boston evening it up here at 1-1. The 1-1. This one tapped foul by Boston next to the Wausau dugout. Raptors down to their final strike here tonight. Near the Wausau faithful, building some energy, looking to collect their 20th win of the season and split this doubleheader here today with your Raptors. 1-2 the count, Matthew on second. The left-hander Claussen set the payoff pitch. That one missing outside. Count evens 2-2 on Boston. His fifth trip to the plate here tonight. Tagani on deck. Schaefer will follow. Six on the pitch clock. Claussen the signs from his backstop. Solis set and fires. He got him to chase. Strikeout swinging. Ball game over. After walking Matthew to lead off the ninth inning, three straight punch-outs for Claussen. He finishes with 5 in his 2 innings pitch. The final score here tonight in Wausau, 6-3 in favor of the Woodchucks. 3 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors for your Raptors. 6 runs, 8 hits, and an error for Wausau. We'll be back in a couple minutes to wrap out the day, not only in this game, but the doubleheader here at Athletic Park. Once again, 6-3, the final. Raptors baseball on 97.5 FM. 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
One, two, three.
What you doing?
Four, five, six. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Sync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us. Look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk. Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Raptors drop the nightcap. Final score here in Wausau, 6-3. The Woodchucks win it. After the Raptors put up three in the top of the first and led this game by a score of 3-0. Andy Ockham, your voice, the Raptors, and your official Raptor postgame show on your home, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, or on your Civic Media apps. Three runs, six hits, two errors for the Raptors, six runs, eight hits, and an error. For the Woodchucks, mentioned those three runs in the top of the first inning, coming off three hits, one error, and two left on for Wisconsin Rapids. McElfatrick singling and scoring. Same to be said for Jorge Degatti. Grayson Schaefer picking it up an RBI knock. He later scored on an RBI ground out from Kyler McIntosh. That's all the offense the Raptors would generate here tonight. One put up in the bottom of the first inning. Single from Isaac Webb to lead off the frame and was later brought home in that frame. Bottom three, the lone home run of the ballgame off the bat of Trey Gamble in his second game with Wausau, his first being in the opener of this doubleheader to make it 3-2. The Woodchucks would tie it in the fifth inning on a sacrifice fly from Logan Kresge. One in the seventh for Wausau. 6-4-3 double play hit into by Christian Smith-Johnson, scored Bryce Hubbard after a couple of walks from Michael Perello, came back to bite the Raptor relief pitcher in his debut with the club. Two runs put up in the bottom of the eighth for insurance for Wausau. After Kyle Bender, right-handed reliever from Wisconsin Rapids, walked the first four hitters he faced on four pitches each, 16 straight balls, walking the house, bringing in a couple of runs. And that's how this ball game will end. The starter tonight for Wisconsin Rapids was Thomas Burns in his fourth start of the season, second time going two innings. The right-hander from Arizona State, allowing two hits, one run it was earned, walked three and struck out three, throwing 52 pitches. From there, per usual, Tristan Krusenberry, the piggyback, on top of Burns, the right-hander from Owensboro, Kentucky, throwing three innings, allowing four hits, two runs. Both were earned, walked two and struck out two and 55 pitches. Mentioned Perello, he picks up the loss tonight, throwing 35 pitches, two innings of one-run ball in his Raptor debut. Kyle Bender not able to record an out in the eighth inning. Matt Hurd, though, coming in, getting those three outs on seven pitches. Caleb White, three innings of work as the starter. He worked as well, first out of the pen in relief for Wausau when these two teams met on June 1st in Athletic Park. Three innings, four hits, three runs allowed, two of them earned, one walk, and four punch-outs, 71 pitches thrown. Carson Plumidor, though, the star of the show on the mound today for Wausau, picking up the win in relief. Four innings thrown, two hits allowed, no runs, no walks, and a strikeout, 49 pitches thrown to the Raptors tonight. Cutter Claussen picks up the save, two innings, getting the final six outs, striking out five Raptor hitters in the 36 pitches he threw. Time of the game tonight, 2 hours, 57 minutes. Just over 1,000 here in attendance at Athletic Park, 66 and cloudy at the time of first pitch. Raptors took the opener in this one, though, salvaging the doubleheader, at least from what they did earlier on in the afternoon, by a score of 15-3. Their offense carried over into the first game, not so much in the second. Their four-game winning streak comes to an end. They fall to 11-12 on the season. Wausau picks up their 20th win, 20-4 in top of the Great Lakes West Division. We'll be back in action tomorrow night at Winter Field, a 6:35 first pitch in the first of two games against the Madison Mallards at home. It is Firework Friday at Winter Field. Look forward to seeing all of you Wisconsin Rapids Raptors fans back in the home yard tomorrow night. Once again, 6-3, the final. Signing off after a long day here in Wausau. We'll hear from you tomorrow night, 6:25 pregame show on your home for Raptor Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Once again, I'm Andy Ockham, and we'll see you tomorrow night. Thank you again for tuning in to tonight's presentation of Raptors Baseball.
Watch out! You got me!
That and get a little real with it. You know, we do respect our elders on a very, very deep level. But there's also the rare elder that doesn't act so right. And sometimes we are real in the fact. So on the flip side, when you talk about the orange one, you know, a lot of times, and this is Gen Z again, they aren't going to put up with it. It's not, even if you're an elder, if you're treating people in an unkind way and disrespectful,
Well, and you know,
isn't tolerated.
Right. And you know, there's a difference between being an elder and an old person in tribes too. So there is that too, that we haven't really talked about.
Yeah. I think, being that elder, you're the holder of knowledge. You are the person that's looked to have that very, very high view. That way you can kind of look over and you can see maybe a little bit of the future. You know, you can see around the landscape and move the pieces that are here, the younger ones. You can move them in a better direction and keep them a little bit more clear of danger. And that's what we're really talking about. This is a dangerous, dangerous time. And a lot of our elders, when we're speaking about this upcoming election, that's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing a lot of people that are, they're getting anxious. It's serious. It's serious. Mm-hmm. And this comes from the elders, us today, and also the future when we really fill them in with the facts. Hey, this is really what's going on. We have these two people. What do you think? When you give them some facts to go on, they don't like the idea either, which is very surprising to me.
Yeah.
You know, the young ones, and I'm talking after Gen Z, the really young ones, they're pretty confused too. As far as what I've seen, the ones I've talked to, that's it. These are the choices we have. I think we can do better.
Yeah.
And this is my opinion. I think we can do better than that.
Yeah, definitely. We got our cards given to us. And I think one of the things that's an underlying theme when we talk about how old Joe Biden is, is there's a racial theme put in too, because the vice president's BIPOC, and they don't want a BIPOC person as president if Joe Biden passes away. So there's that really underlying theme that we don't really talk a lot about, but there's a lot of racism out there when it comes to even talking about Joe Biden's age.
Yeah, there is. It's they call it ageism, right?
Yeah.
I didn't know this was a thing. I think this is something we allude to, like Gen Z. They come up with these things and they coin the term, and that's it. This is what it is. And he has dealt with a lot of ageism. Unfortunately, I don't see too much of a problem. I know, much like you, Robert, we've been around quite a while. We've seen a lot of elders. And as far as my, what I see from Joe Biden, he's doing just fine. He's doing just fine.
Well, let me put it this way, too. Just a couple weeks ago, my sister-in-law and her husband saw the Rolling Stones, and Mick Jagger is 80 years old, and he ran across the stage, and I'm going, I'm 63, and I think he could beat me in a race easily.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a personal.
My wife went to see that show, and she said the same thing. It was amazing.
Now, he hasn't been able to sing for 50 years, but he did run across the stage.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you know, we got a couple minutes left here, and I'm really excited. How can our listeners, because we have a vast listeners out there, vast different demographics and progressive people, how can they support your work? And I really want to get into the nitty gritty of that. And
Easy beans. I mean, you can check our website, NACDI.org. Give us a like and follow on social medias, Facebook and Instagram. These are really easy things, but there's something to it. We can put those numbers into our funding asks. This is a way to support us. So when I hear from Heather, I immediately go and check out her webpage. I immediately check out the socials. I go give some likes because these things do count. Another thing, our Thursdays, each Thursday throughout the summer, you can come down to the farmer's market, 1414 yeah. East Franklin Avenue. It's like I call it a little powwow each Thursday. And you'll see us out. You'll see good people doing good things. And that's what we're really talking about. We want that to continue for our future generations. And so all the work we do at NACTI, all the work you guys are doing, you're both doing a beautiful job at what you do. I love what you do. And when you get me, you're going to get support immediately. There's no question about it. So when you talked about a first-time voter, once you get the first-time voter, usually they're a lifelong voter. That was me. That was me. I lived that. And when you talk make voting a tradition, my wife saw to it that before I even knew about that program, she told the kids, you will have a job or you will go to school. And if you're living here, you must vote.
Yes.
So yeah.
We take them out. We make sure everybody's together. We make it a thing. We live, make voting a tradition.
Well, Derek, I want to say just a big peeny gigi, Derek DeHill, for coming on and speaking your truth. We got to make this happen more often. A great dose of some positivity and some things, Haley, that we always like to amplify here in Native Roots Radio.
Yes. Thank you so much, Derek. Derek DeHill again of NACTI.
Pleasure is all mine. I will come back whenever you got my email. You come on down. Let's do it again.
Right on. Haley's writing that down, and she's going to remember that. You're a great guest as always, and a big peeny gigi for all you do in the community, and really a big peeny gigi of who you are, Derek. Really appreciate you.
Oh, thank you guys for who you are. We're going to see you soon.
Yes. We'll be right back. Native Roots Radio.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
As nature awakens this spring, let's awaken to the call of protection. Native brothers and sisters, let's bloom together by getting vaccinated against COVID-19. Let's nurture our heritage and safeguard our futures, one vaccination at a time. So be a vaccinative this spring by protecting yourself and others in our Native community. Whether you're due for an updated vaccine or just getting started, all COVID vaccines offer vital protection against severe illness. For our elders over 65, the latest vaccine is recommended by the CDC to maintain protection. So spring forward with strength, Native communities. Embrace the renewal of the season and safeguard our traditions by getting vaccinated against COVID-19. For more information, including details about clinics offering free vaccines, visit vaccines.gov. That's vaccines.gov. This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
Bonjour. Hello. My name is Wabin. I am an enrolled member of the White Earth Nation, descendant of the Navajo Nation, and co-chair of the Indigenous Employee Resource Group with the Minnesota Department of Transportation. MnDOT is hiring for a variety of positions from road maintenance to accounting and more. We offer great benefits. For more information or to set up a one-on-one resume and application assistance, visit mn.gov/careers or you can text or call 612-257-2388. 612-257-2388.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl!
Howl!
Well, I think we could just drop the mic and end the show right now. What two great guests, right?
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, Heather and Derek are always really great.
Wow, we're truly blessed here. And I guess, you know, I don't know if you have something to talk about, but I just was thinking between this break, how lucky we are here at Native Roots Radio. Wendy and I started this show. We've had our family involved. We've had great producers over the years. Mm-hmm. And Haley, you're a great producer now, keeping up the tradition, you know, with Ogama and Zoe and just keeping things straight. And how blessed we are to amplify these people's voices across Turtle Island on real issues with natives and good people that are trying and, you know, being native is all about community.
Yeah. And, you know, these voices and these guests that we've had on over, what are we in our eighth season now? I mean, really just amplifying the work that they're doing, but also, you know, not just for native communities. Like we talk about, you know, how we're, you know, a minority group that's, you know, sometimes never served, mm-hmm. You know, at all, if underserved. But, you know, you say this a lot on the show, human issues or native issues are human issues and human issues are native issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I think really what we're trying to get at and bring back some of the ways in how our ancestors lived, I think, you know, this is really going to help not only us in our native communities, but everybody.
Well, and that goes to the old saying, when we do better, you know, or what did Paul Wellstone say?
We all do gooder.
Yeah, exactly. But, and that's so true. And, you know, years ago when Hillary Clinton was the president's wife before she, and of course, she was more than that, but she became a senator and a presidential candidate and in her own right. It takes a village. And that was her saying. And, you know, at first it was like, oh, geez. But, you know, that's how we are as natives. It's about community. And we talk about the ending of reservation dogs. You know, we got a chance to see Sterling Harjo and talk about that show. Mm. And it was all about community.
Yeah.
You know, the kids wanted to move to California, but they found out, you know, like Dorothy did, there's no place like home and being part of your community. And really, that's what we try to do here over the airwaves and podcasts and whatever, however you're listening to us.
Yeah. And just speaking of community, I want to mention, too, it was so great to see everyone at the Four Sisters Farmers Market. I mean, just anytime you're in Minneapolis on a Thursday and you're, you know, wanting to get a taste of the native culture and the urban native community here in Minneapolis, I mean, every day is a great day to head down to the American Indian Cultural Corridor. But Thursdays during the summer months, like Derek said, the Four Sisters Farmers Market is just kind of a little powwow. And it's really where everyone of, you know, the creeks and the corners come out and we see everyone again. And
right. Well, I'm glad he didn't say round dance because you know my hip.
Oh, yeah, you
know,
can't do that.
I can, but I pay for it.
Yeah. Well, today happens to be the start of the summer solstice, which is a big mark for us in Native communities.
Yeah, definitely. And the longest day of the year. And I appreciate it. It's like I wake up now and it's bright out and I go, what time is it?
Yeah, right. I know.
It's 6:30. What?
Yeah. Just thankful for the sun and all that the sun gives us and to grow our food and everything, really. I didn't know that summer solstice. I always thought it started on the 21st, but apparently Google says that it can fall between the 20th and the 22nd, just depending on the year.
And I just want to remind you, too, that Google is evil, just to throw that
out there. All right. Who doesn't use that, though?
Right. Yeah, well, my phone's listening to me and Google's responding. So, I just want to wheel back. State Representative Heather Keeler, we are truly blessed to have a powerhouse like that on. Also, State Senator Mary Kunish on Fridays. Yeah. We are totally blessed. We have had her on when she was a representative. So, you know, now she's a state senator and leading the way. And people out there thinking, you need to run. You need to leave a legacy. You know, you're not going to take all this stuff that you've collected and had over the years with you when you pass on. And I saw a bumper sticker that said, everyone dies.
Yeah. And, yes, I do.
Yeah. And I mean, that's morbid, but it's true. And it's like, how much time do you have? I'm 63. I got 10 good years. And then what's going to happen is up to the creator, but we have to make hay and support our family, our community, and our nation, whether it's United States nation or for me, it's Ho-Chunk nation.
Yeah. Good points. Really good points. Full moon tonight.
Oh,
tomorrow.
Wait, that's Howling for Wolves.
Yeah. American Indian Family Center in St. Paul is hosting a full moon ceremony tonight, Thursday, the 20th at 6:30 p.m. at the Bellwyn Conservancy Savannah Center in Afton, Minnesota. That's kind of the East Metro area.
Wow.
Yeah. And then NAC, Native American Community Clinic, will be hosting their full moon ceremony tomorrow, June 21st at 9 p.m. And that will be at the Little Earth Gym in Minneapolis.
Can they see the moon from the gym?
That's a good question.
No, I'm just kidding. I suppose I could step out.
Yeah. They had the fire going out there, so I'm sure.
Right. Well, it's going to be hard to see the full moon because we have nothing but rain going on here. We had 3 years of the drought here in Minnesota, and now we have flooding. I don't know if you saw those videos from up in Duluth, but that was insane with all the water pouring through the you know, housing area. I mean, down sidewalks and everything was crazy.
Sure. You know, I actually was just out in Afton the other day. I don't think I said this on the radio, but I found a very beautiful sign from the creator, and it was an eagle feather. A Chashet Mashu. That was actually the first feather that I was able to find in nature on my own. So I
quickly told you that, you know, it's a good thing that you're working for Native Roots Radio. That's just the eagle feathers telling you that, and that you should probably take less pay because of that. And
oh, yeah. All these little signs, hidden messages.
No, but it's a good thing. I found a white one on River Boulevard. And wow. Of course, I gifted it to a former student when she graduated. But it was
that
a beautiful,
was nice of you.
Beautiful feather. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Yeah. Going back to my story, though, I just wanted to say the river, the St. Croix River, is the highest I have ever seen it right now.
Wow.
I mean, half like where we usually hike and there's little islands that we go out to from the state park or if you're familiar with that area, but everything's flooded. There are no islands to walk out to.
Right. And I always use, there's an indicator by the dam over by my house on the Mississippi. There's an island that you can drive up to and it's by right by the Lock and Dam and you can pull your boat up there or whatever and swim right there. Mm-hmm. And the island's way underwater.
Yeah.
Way underwater. And I like to say that the river is angry and it's crazy that.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Teach Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, Natalie Yar from the Capital Times joins me to discuss film incentives in Wisconsin. And as always, Max Inc. host Terry Barr shares some great new music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.